Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communications Supervisor for the district, and you are listening to episode 12. This week, our College and Career Pathways Supervisor, Marcia Pitts, is joining us to talk about our Career Pathways program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, other than being cold. How are you?
Yeah, the snow popping up yesterday was not a good start to the week, but hopefully it'll warm up. To start, we always like to let our guests discuss their journey into education and how they ended up in their current position. So if you want to go ahead and just tell us how you got into your current role here at Marion City Schools.
Okay, I graduated from Miami University and got my start in my teaching career as a fifth grade teacher at Glenwood Elementary. After about 11 years teaching in the classroom, I transitioned to working as an instructional coach in mathematics. And then I was a teacher on special assignment for a few years, mainly working with curriculum. And then I did work for the Straight A Grant, focusing on simulated workplace. During that time, I was also the girls' varsity track coach for 19 years. So I've always had an interest in what students are doing in high school and where they're going forward. So 4 years ago, I became the data and testing supervisor, mainly doing all the testing that the district does, but still keeping a pulse on some of our simulated workplace, which were the pathways, like starting the pathways when Steve Fuji was here. And then that role transitioned into what is now the College and Career Readiness Supervisor, which focuses on the expansion of our pathways programs.
All right, so and then let's just start there. So if we talking about the pathways program, kind of give like a brief overview of what we have available to students and just kind of in general what each one of those entails.
Okay. So currently we have a business pathway which actually has two different programs. We have a global logistics and supply chain management program, and then we also have a business and marketing program as well. Then in the health science pathway, we also have two programs. We have the health technologies program. I'll get into the credentials or what those focus on in a bit. But and then we also have exercise science. And then in manufacturing, we offer the industrial maintenance program. We have an integrated production technologies program. And then we also have welding. And then we all offer a construction program. Both welding and construction are offered at the Withrow Building. And then we also have an engineering program. So currently 9 programs within specified pathways.
Great. Now, so just as someone who is maybe listening, doesn't understand what we're talking about, is this similar to, say, you go to a university and you pick a major and you take classes around that major? How does this relate to that in terms of your high school classes?
So these are all career technical programs. They're recognized as career tech. So most people think of, when you think of career tech, you might think of Tri-Rivers. This is similar to what students would take at Tri-Rivers. So for a career technical program, there's a 4-course sequence. So each one of these pathways, kids would have 4 career technical programs that they take. So they have their own set of standards, just like Algebra 2 has a set of standards. There's a set of standards for like human pathophysiology is one of the courses you would take in health tech. So it has its own career technical standards and competencies aligned to it. So students have basically, when you think of entering that pathway, if they are to complete the pathway, they would have a 4-course sequence in the pathway. And then along with what we would recommend as which supporting academic classes would be best suited to the program that they're going into.
Okay, so you mentioned credentials are available as well through these programs. So let's jump into that.
Okay, so as part of these being in the pathway, the new graduation requirements, which have been an ever-changing scope over the past few years, but on the permanent requirements, which are the 2023 and beyond, one of the parts of that is getting credentials. So not just for graduation, but just in general for students who are seeking employment, be it employment that they're involved in trying to put themselves through college, or that they just want to go into the workforce, having these credentials, going out and seeking employment make them obviously more marketable.
Absolutely.
So each one of the pathways has credentials aligned to it. They all are either in and of themselves a 12-point credential, or they stack up to be 12 points. So it might be a couple in that they have to be all in the same pathway. So like in global logistics, they can earn the certified logistics technician credential, which is a 12-point credential. They have to do a certified logistics associate first, and then that moves them into the certified logistics technician, which is basically they take an exam, again, on certain competencies, and then see how they perform on it to get the 12 points. Again, I say they can. So being in the pathway does not guarantee you to get the credential. You actually have to show the competencies to earn the credential. So I always make sure people understand you have the opportunity to earn the credential. You're not necessarily going to, just by default of completing the program, automatically get the credential. So then in marketing, we have credentials in Rise Up. We have two separate credentials that are worth 6 points. So if students get both of those, they would get 12 points total. In integrated production technologies, we offer the certified production technician, which actually has a four test sequence, so it stacks up to the 12 points. And then just to note on these students, it's not a one and done. They have the opportunity to test for the credential, and if they wouldn't actually pass, then we would do similar to what you do on any types of testing, do remediation, reteaching, actually work on the areas that the student is struggling in, and then allow them the opportunity to retest. So in industrial maintenance, they have the opportunity to get credentials from SACA, which is the Smart Automation Certification Alliance. In health technologies, they sit for the State Test and Nurse Aid credential, which is a 12-point credential. Exercise science has the opportunity to earn the physical therapy aid credential from AMCA, and that is a 12-point credential. Our welding students have the opportunity to get the American Welding Society welding qualifications, and they have various credentials they can earn within that. And then our construction students actually can test for the Career Connections certifications. It's from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters, and they have, I think, three levels that are all 4-point credentials, which would add up to 12.
Amazing. So tons of opportunity for students to stand out. Or give themselves an advantage, whether they're going to continue their education or enter the workforce or enlist in the military. So a lot of options there. And speaking of those options, recently we have continued to grow this program. So can you talk a little bit about some of the new grants that were announced just within the last couple months? That will actually expand the opportunities for students?
Yes, so we actually received the Innovative Workforce Incentive Program grant, which is allowing us to begin two new programs, one in information technologies focusing on networking, and then another for electrical, which would be a focus on commercial electrical. So it would be like within the in the construction, it's actually in the construction pathway. Those, and again, we chose all of the pathways where we're expanding based upon jobs and employment opportunities within the surrounding area. Right. So obviously information technologies is an area that we would want to focus on, considering what's happening. And then if you think about Intel, if you keep up on the news with Intel coming to Central Ohio, that's an important pathway for us to make sure we get started. And then we most recently received an Equity for Each grant, which is what we are using to begin a microfarming training site here at Harding High School. And then alongside of that, we will be starting an agribusiness program. And in that, students can earn the credential for agribusiness and production systems certification. Our electrical students would be getting SACA credentials similar to what the industrial maintenance students, but in different areas. And then our IT networking students will be looking at CompTIA credentials.
Now, any students or families who might be listening to this, maybe they're in elementary school, middle school, or even still in the high school level, and they think that this is a good route for them to take and to kind of set their career off on the right track, what's the best way for students to get involved with this program?
So students are able to speak to their guidance counselors, which I would encourage as they're scheduling. And also they can reach out to any of the instructors in the programs. They could, you know, reach out to them via email, and I'm sure they would be happy to discuss their program. They also have the opportunity while in high school, they do a day where they go into the gymnasium and they sort of do a highlight of the Pathways programs. And then we've also had people go down to the middle school to discuss this with eighth graders. Okay. But so for global logistics, our instructor is Dustin Ellis. For marketing, it is Olivia Davis. The integrated production technologies is Brad Potcotter. Industrial maintenance is Anthony Hall. Health technologies is Rose Appelfeller. Exercise science is Rose Cunningham. Welding is Terry Blair. And then currently construction, we are looking to replace that position. Corey White is filling in that role. And then the other new programs, we have posted job openings for instructors for the new programs. So, and then they're always feel free to reach out to me, Marcia Pitts. They can email me or okay. call to ask to speak to me, and I'd be happy to explain them to them.
Awesome, thank you. Now, for each of these pathways that you've talked about, is it possible for students to start one and then maybe decide they want to go into another, or can they do multiple? How does that work?
Okay, so you mentioned college. Like, is this like college when you're choosing a major? Well, just like college, you know, you think you might want to go into something and you discover that you don't. So the beauty of pathways in the high school is that you can begin in one and then switch over to another, or you may decide that you don't want to be and that all together, like you're just gonna go straight to something that we don't offer. Maybe you want to go over to Troy Rivers for something that we don't offer, or you wanna do College Credit Plus that's not aligned to it. The beauty of this is, as you're making up your mind and changing, you're not paying tuition. Right. So, you know, we're allowing you to explore not only what, you know, to find your passion, but maybe eliminate, you know, ideas of what you think you might be interested in and then realize that you're not. But another thing to note is several of the pathways do offer opportunities for College Credit Plus, so they can get college credit, or they get articulated credits when you take career technical courses. There are articulated credits, what they call C-tags, that if I go to MTC and they recognize the course I take, then I'll automatically get credit for that.
Great.
So, and then if you start in one, some of the pathways align, so the beginning course for manufacturing, if I'm in industrial maintenance, I can switch over to integrated production technologies because the course is the same for the first one in the sequence. That will be similar with the global logistics and marketing.
Right.
Logistics is actually becoming its own pathway recognized by the Ohio Department of Education, so within the business umbrella, but it has its own designation now. So that's exciting because I think we've been on the forefront with our logistics program.
Yes.
So yes, the idea behind this is that it's not a one-way street. You're not on a dead end, like you're not stuck like that. You have to just stay going, moving forward, but you can get off the ramp, and just like Google, you're going to reroute. Right. So when you reroute, then we look at where you are in your pathway, and with your guidance counselor or the instructor in your pathway, and myself, we can help you reroute to keep you on a path, you know, towards your graduation and what you're going to do beyond.
So you mentioned that we go out and we look in the community needs of, like, what's hot in the employment area to kind of match up some of these pathways and that kind of thing. So we obviously have a lot of community partnerships with this program. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So as far as the area employment and needs, MAWAC is sort of the countywide business advisory council that includes Tri Rivers, the four county schools, and Marion City Schools. And we have multiple employers as well as community partners, Marion Technical College and Ohio State University Marion, that are involved in that. But then each one of our programs has its own advisory council. So there's an advisory council for the Global Logistics Program, there's an advisory council for the Exercise Science, and they bring in people from the trade or the field, people from the college, so they advise on not only what the needs in the job market are so that we stay current and what's going on out there, but also like what curriculum we're using, which credentials we're seeking, what they're wanting to use. So our community partners are a key component of the pathways and the growth of the pathways. And as we move forward and with the grad requirements and the work-based learning, which is going to be a part of the reporting for Career Tech, we need partners who are willing to take our students in some sort of internship, job shadowing, pre-apprenticeships, which gives our students that hands-on experience in their pathway.
So if we have any local businesses that are looking for opportunities for internships in the future, they should definitely reach out to you.
Correct. Yes, reach out to me for sure.
One of the things I also like to ask all of our guests is what their favorite thing about working for Marion City Schools is.
Well, for me, I mean, I'm a graduate of Marion City Schools. I've worked here for 28 years, so the most rewarding part for me is just the opportunity to help our students to find their way, preparing them for many aspects of life, not just what we learn in books, but, you know, life in general, life skills, being part of a community. Probably the most thing after being here for 28 years is just how fortunate we are to have such a dedicated staff at all levels who are committed to the kids and families of Marion City Schools. I've always been proud of the work that we do for our kids.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be a guest on the podcast this week and discussing all of the career pathway options available for our students. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode, but we'll be back in a couple weeks with episode 13, where we will talk with Lisa Obadir, our curriculum supervisor, who will talk to us about upcoming summer learning opportunities. Until then, I'm Matt McQuarrie, this has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.